Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Mahanagar Gas Limited conference call hosted by Yes Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Nitin Tiwari from Yes Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Darwin. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of Yes Securities, I welcome everyone to this conference call with Mahanagar Gas Limited to discuss the latest acquisition of UEPL and its 3GS by the company. We are pleased to have with us Mr. Anshu Singhal, Managing Director, Mr. Rajesh Patel, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Rajesh Wagle, Senior Vice President, Marketing. I would also like to take the opportunity to thank the management for giving us this opportunity to host this call and also finding out time to address investor queries. I would now hand over the floor to management for taking the proceedings further. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, very good afternoon, Nitin, and all the investors and analysts connected to the call. Before we start taking question and answers, let me just give you a brief about the acquisition. So it gives me immense pleasure to inform you all that last Friday, that is 3rd March, MGL has signed a share purchase agreement with Unison Enviro Private Limited, which is an existing shareholder of Ashoka Buildcon and an investment fund manager of Morgan Stanley. For total acquisition of 100% stake in UEPL will be taken over by Mahanagar Gas. This acquisition will enable MGL to expand to newer geographical areas in Maharashtra, which is Ratnagiri is one GA and Latur and Usar is other GA, and in Karnataka also, which is Chitradurga and Devangere. So total 3 GAs are being acquired with a total cost of acquisition at rupees 531 crores. This will provide new avenues for long-term growth for MGL, and it is a good mix for our overall growth in volumes and both top line and bottom line. The transaction is of strategic importance to us, and it extends our footprint for the company to scale future business development activities across larger network and customer base. It is a great for integrating resources and diverse synergies from this acquisition, and with our deep domain knowledge and strategies for long-term growth and capable workforce, well equipped to seize these opportunities. MGL is also strategically poised to leverage new opportunities in the CNG sector as it continues to expand in the area of operation while providing high-quality service to its customers. We will expand work into beyond Maharashtra for the first time and offer quality services with safety to a broader customer base. I would also like to inform you that this deal is incumbent upon PNGRB clearance. It is after completion of 5 years from the 9th round of bidding, that is September 23, 5 years will be completed. Post that, PNGRB approval will be given and then we will take 100% shares in one go. So that is how the deal is. The NWP targets are not very steep, so we are very comfortable in seeing that some of them will be achieved during the PNGRB has prescribed. So with this brief background, I will open the floor for questions.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Probal Sen from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much for the opportunity, sir, and thank you for having the call explain the deal. Two questions from my side. One is that what kind of additional investments do you envisage on these five districts or the three GAs over the next 3 to 5 years? From what we could gather, there's about 230 to 240 crores that's been invested on the books of the company as of now in the first 3 years. So given that there are five districts and the surface area and the area that we could see is fairly large, is it fair to assume at least 700 to 800 crore additional investment will be needed over the next 3 to 4 years for meaningful volumes to come from all these areas combined?
See, currently we are expecting investments in the round of maybe 100 crores per year, depending on the growth potential. We may scale it up or scale it down. But tentatively, we expect that around 100-150 crores per year will be the initiative of investment. This will be more clear once we take over and see how the growth potential is there, then we will take a final call on it.
Okay. And the second question was just in terms of the volume potential. Obviously, I'm not going to ask you to put a number to it if you're not going to share, but can we get a sense of the volume mix from some of these areas? Are these primarily domestic, oriented CGDs or domestic CNG, or is there significant industrial and commercial potential as well in any of these GMs?
More than 90% volumes are going into CNG only. Balance is through industry and commercial in the Ratnagiri district, and some very small in volume in the domestic CNG. So we can say 90% is going to CNG.
And that is the mix that you expect to remain in terms of the potential as well for the next 3 to 5 years? Is that how you see the volumes growing also?
Yeah, in future also we expect that CNG will play a major part, because these GAs are not very densely populated. So to take into account how best we can do cost to serve and also the returns on domestic PNG connections and also MWP and others. So we will take a call on that once we get the ownership of the company. But it seems that majority will definitely continue to come from CNG. And also our focus will be to bring as many industrial and commercial also on our fold, because some industrial MIDC areas are there in these places. So we will do a detailed analysis before taking a final call on that year-on-year basis.
Great. So one last question, if I may. How is the funding for this 530 crores going to be done? Or rather, are we looking to sort of pay out straight from our internal resources, or can we look at some sort of debt as well to sort of fund the deal?
This existing 531, once this deal goes through, will be through internal accruals, because we have cash reserves right now, so we'll utilize that. However, further funding within Unison, we'll be taking call year on year basis, date of either debt or equity infusion. But 531 specifically, if you are saying, we will be initially doing from our own treasury surplus.
Great. Thank you very much, sir, for your time. All the best.
Thank you, Prabhupada. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone phones at this time. The next question is from the line of S. Ramesh from Nirmal Bang Equities. Please go ahead.
Thank you and good evening, and congratulations on this M&A transaction. So can you give us some details on the balance sheet of Unison Enviro Private Limited as of March 22? Because we have the net worth and turnover and the loss. So if you can give us some idea about the total assets and liabilities, and if any debt is there on the books, that will be useful. And secondly, to get a sense in terms of the volumes, what is the kind of volumes they have done in March 22, because I understand they have already started operations in some of the CNG stations. So either as of first half this year or March 22, you can give us some sense of the volumes they're doing. And would the volumes be, say, comparable to the kind of potential you have in the Raigarh district, which are already you know, developing. So if you can just give some thoughts on these details, we'll be grateful.
Yeah. So, Mr. Ramesh, volume, if you look at March 22 was around 1,000 cubic meter. But if you look at the half year, it was around 1 lakh cubic meter a day, CMD.
I missed the March number. March 22, can you repeat again?
March 22 was around 60,000.
60,000 cubic meters per day, okay. Yes,
yeah.
Please.
60,000 standard cubic meter per day.
SCMD.
Yeah.
Around September, this number was 1 lakh, 0.1 MMSCMD.
Yes, yes indeed, yeah.
When it comes to balance sheet, you know, equity of around 135 crore, okay. There is an accumulated loss of around 52 net. Net worth is around 83-84 crores as of March 22. Okay. And as of March 22, their borrowing was in the range of around 112 crores. Okay.
Okay. So it's 195 crore balance sheet. So yeah, in terms of the you know, potential volumes, is it somewhere in the ballpark region of what you expect in Raigad, where you have indicated a number of 0.5, 0.6 cubic meters? I'm saying collectively all the three GAs put together. Is that something we can go by to estimate the future potential?
So I think Raigad we have given around 0.65 or so. However, all these three areas put together, we have estimate of potential around 1 to 1.1 MMSCMD.
So this is slightly higher than in a horizon of maybe 7 to 8 years.
Yeah, that's understood. So if you're looking at this 100 crore capex and your development plan, but there's a timeline given by the PNGRB in terms of the you know, authorization letter. So once you take over, would you be able to complete the minimum work within that timeline? Would you ask for extension? And is there any you know, cost escalation you expect compared to whatever has been, you know, already invested? And what is the sense in terms of the, you know, final you know, figure you expect to incur as a aggregate capex on the GAs? What is the kind of sense you have now, or would you be able to, you know, keep it as in the ballpark you've already shared for your MGL expansion?
Just to, you know, give you update on, you know, their MWP with respect to Ratnagiri, their small number of, you know, inch kilometer, which is 1800 inch kilometer for Ratnagiri. Okay. Okay, and domestic connection MWP is around 19,000 odd. Okay, that is their MWP with respect to Ratnagiri.
Yeah.
With respect to Latur and Osmanabad, their MWP commitment is just 10 inch kilometer, and PNG connection is around 10,000. Okay.
Okay.
And with respect to Chitradurga and Devangiri, their PNG connection is 1 lakh odd, okay, and inch kilometer is around 75 inch kilometers. Additionally, since this Chitradurga, Devangiri and Latur Osmanabad were in 9th round, PNG station commitment of 42 in Chitradurga, Devangiri and 30 station in Latur Osmanabad. Out of 42, they have already done 11 in Chitradurga, Devangiri, and out of Latur Osmanabad, 30, they have already done 14 as of December. Okay. And this MWP period is up to September 2026 with an extension in case of Chitradurga Devangiri around 160 days because of COVID, and in case of Latur Osmanabad around 250 days of extension is there. So practically it is around 27 or 28 these two will have their MWP end timeline. So I think we have a reasonable time and very reasonably short, small numbers as far as here is concerned and CNG stations are concerned. Okay.
Okay, that's useful. Thank you very much. I'll join the queue.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Sabri Hazarika from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir, and thank you for the call. Just wanted to know, you'll be merging this entity with your standalone business, right? Or do you keep it as a subsidiary?
We will take a call on that. Right now we want to keep it as a subsidiary, but definitely it depends on so many other factors like tax efficiencies and other synergies. So most likely we'll keep it as a subsidiary as of now.
Okay, but there is no restriction of like merging it in with respect to say PNGRB permission or anything of that sort?
No, I don't think so there is any such, because NGL will be 100% owner of UEPL. So it is our choice as a corporate to whether operate on two different companies or merge it.
Okay, sir. Secondly, small question. I think you mentioned how much was the Ratnagiri...
So they do look nice, is all I would say. They do look nice.
Yeah, so right now only Ratnagiri is operational or all the three GAs are operational?
All three are operational.
All three of them are operational, right, okay. And Ratnagiri MWP inch kilometer you mentioned, what was the number?
1,800 inch kilometer.
1,800, whereas Latur was like around 10...
Latur Osmanabad is hardly 10 inch kilometer.
Okay, so big difference between the two, right? 1,800 versus 10?
Yeah.
Okay, and what about the Ratnagiri CNG MWP?
There was no CNG target as such in that round.
Okay.
It was in the sixth round of PNGRB bidding where the MWP was set by the regulator.
Okay.
Inch kilometer and a domestic PNG MWP, which was a function of the population of the GA and the how many square kilometers the GA is. Whereas the other two GAs were got in the ninth round of bidding where MWP was a biddable parameter. So there, the MWP was, you know, conservatively bid and but successfully bid for Latur Osmanabad and Chitradurg Devangiri. So that's why we are seeing relatively lower numbers in these two GAs.
Right, sir. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pinakin Parekh from JP Morgan. Please go ahead with your question.
Yeah, thank you very much, sir. So my first question is just trying to understand, you know, how was the acquisition price arrived at? Was it an asset-based, you know, the amount of money that is invested in and a multiple of that? Or is there an IRR that, you know, this particular price will lead to? Just trying to understand, you know, how you know, did we overpay, underpay versus what the asset is?
Mainly the, you know, valuation was derived based on projected cash flows and the DCF and other multiples. Okay. So base is mainly, you know, projected cash flows and the discounted. This IRR is also indirectly taken care of in that.
Sure. And sir, I mean, cumulative investment additionally required is only 100 crores or this number will increase over the next 7 years?
No, this number will increase. We are saying we may need around additional 1,000 crore over and above what is already incurred. Already incurred is around 270 crores. But this 1,000 crore will go in next 7 to 10 years. That is what we are saying. However, we will do a detailed survey of the area. We will check out what are the pockets of potential and then arrive at the exact amount. This is a very, very primary assessment which I am giving you the number.
This will all depend on the potential there and what are the growth opportunities, how many industries sign, how many vehicles convert. So every year we will take into account the company's financial position as well as the profitability and the potential and the growth. Then we will take the call on the capex.
Understood. And so my last question is, now given that, you know, PNGRB had auctioned multiple GAs, many of them may not be able to successfully execute the MWPs or may be looking to exit. For Mahanagar Gas, is this a start of, you know, more acquisitions going forward? Just trying to understand, will the company be open to levering up the balance sheet to buy if more GAs are available at what it believes are attractive valuations, or is this a one-off acquisition and we may not see further acquisitions going forward?
See, it's a strategic call. I mean, you are rightly said that we have been bidding also in some of the rounds. Now, our balance sheet is healthy. We don't have any debt. So this is the start of the acquisition. We will keep our eyes and ears open to see what are the opportunities which are available on the block in the market, and keep on evaluating them, scouting them for new opportunities also. We don't want to say that this is the end of it, but we can say this is the beginning of a new journey for MGL.
Understood. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Maulik Patel from Equirus. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. So, a couple of questions. You mentioned that the total opportunity in this 3GA is around 1 MMSCMD. And so, by any, what kind of volume you are looking to add or achieve in, let's say, in the first year of full control, probably in FY25? Can we make it this 0.1, which the UEPL has done in the first half of FY23, to around 0.2 or 0.3? What is your assessment?
If you look at, you know, the current volumes, it is around 1 MMSCMD. Okay. So we expect that, you know, this year, that is 22-23, maybe, you know, a little more than 1 MMSCMD could be an average sale for the company.
Mm-hmm.
And if we are able to roll out the further infrastructure and CNG station, I think the ramp up should be at least 1.5 times to 2 times next year. Okay. That is what our expectation is. But it all depends on how fast we are able to roll out further CNG stations and the pipeline network and able to connect the industrial and commercial potentials available.
And you mentioned that 90% volume is CNG, right?
Yes.
Are there any large industrial customers in those three GAs?
Ratnagiri GA has got two MIDC areas in it, Lote Parshuram and Ratnagiri MIDC.
Okay.
There are about 400 odd industries in those MIDC areas.
Mm-hmm.
But then if it's very large, it typically goes to the transmission company. The CGD typically only will get 50,000 SCMD and below customers.
Again, great.
Again, it will, how this will evolve over time, we'll have to see, because at least in the current year, you know, prices of LNG being where they are, natural gas was not really competitive with, you know, solid fuels and other heavy liquid fuels being used in industries.
Mm.
But with prices now softening and you know, more and more companies, you know, going towards cleaner fuels, etc. Yes,
sure.
There will be some industrial volumes, but not as prominent as CNG.
So just coming to the earlier questions, that means that in FY25, you may get it at least around 0.25 MMSCMD average volume in a, from this 3GA?
Possibility exists, okay, and it can be more also, little less also, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But by 25, I think we can touch that number, so
yeah,
maybe slightly more than that also.
Got it, got it. Thanks, thanks for the opportunity and wish you all the good luck. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may press star 1. The next question is from the line of Ramesh, sorry, it's S. Ramesh from Nirmal Bang Equities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so in terms of the ramp up you expect in FY24, when you say 1.5x to 2x, are you talking about the incremental volumes on the base of 0.1 MMCMD, meaning it will be 0.25 at the end of FY24?
No, cumulative.
Or is it the target?
Cumulative.
Are you, sorry?
Cumulative volume I am talking about. Say if this year average is little more than 1 lakh, and next year we can see around 1.5 or little more than that.
Okay, fair enough. So in terms of the, you know, vehicle number, so when you look at this potential, 90% is, you're talking about almost, say, let's say 1 million cubic meters a day, that's about roughly about 3.3 lakhs in each of the GA. So what is the kind of fleet size in terms of the vehicle population there, and is it going to be more of auto rickshaws and LCVs, or you have a blend of cars, auto rickshaws and LCVs? In case, you know, you have done that kind of analysis, that's available, that will be useful.
these CNG stations are mainly on the highways.
Okay.
So we'll be getting a lot of transit passenger cars and goods vehicles also. Wherever there are, you know, small cities or towns like Ratnagiri or Latur itself, etc., yes, we would have a small amount of auto rickshaws, etc. also. But primarily the volume will come from commercial goods vehicles and passenger cars. We are also targeting some of the state transport undertakings, you know, MSRTC, you know, buses which will be operating from those GAs, etc., to get them to use CNG.
And just to add to what Wagle has said is that there are several GAs which are getting ready in between. So the bigger highways right from Mumbai to Bangalore to Goa or to Hyderabad side, they will be getting connected, and other company who is developing CGD will come online. Because we have seen Mumbai to Ahmedabad is through, Mumbai to Pune and Aurangabad is almost through. Similarly, other highways will be getting connected, and all GAs, if they develop some CNG stations, the connectivity will be through. That will prompt other users and long distance LCVs also to convert into CNG.
So Ramesh, just to give you an update, you know, Ratnagiri has almost three highways passing through it: National Highway 66, which is Mumbai Goa, National Highway 166, Ratnagiri Solapur, 166E, which is Guwahati Vijaipur, okay. And Latur Osmanabad also has, you know, Mumbai Hyderabad, Solapur Aurangabad, Nanded Tuljapur. These are passing through Latur Osmanabad area. When it comes to Chitradurg Devangiri, you have Mumbai Bangalore, then Chitradurg Shimoga, Vijapur Chitradurg. These are the two to three highways passing through each of these geographical areas, which adds to the floating potential of the highway in these areas, apart from the local vehicle population.
Understood. So basically, it doesn't necessarily depend on the fleet size in an area, and it has a lot of fungibility, which gives you possibly a little more visibility and traction in terms of brand. So is there any sense in terms of the potential additional growth we can get from new vehicle sales in these regions, which will also possibly give you, you know, more driven miles in the highways? Is there some, catalyst you expect in future in terms of your growth plan?
New vehicle sales, others will be, actually depends on the areas. If you talk about the national capital or Mumbai, the sales numbers are very high. As we discussed earlier, the traffic will be a mix of both local, some vehicles, some auto rickshaws, but mainly the floating traffic which is passing through the highways. So that will be the main areas where the sales should be, which is expected to come and accrue for the company.
But as we are observing, you know, new commercial vehicle getting added in our GA,
Raigad.
Similar trend is also there in, you know, Ratnagiri and some of
Raigad also.
Raigad also, we have this.
Raigad is similar. So what we have seen, as soon as we open a CNG station in Raigad, the sales pick up to 3,000 immediately in few days, and then 6,000 and more. So what we are seeing is that if the price differential is conducive between CNG, petrol and diesel, then we expect that numbers to grow faster.
Okay, understood. Thanks a lot and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Varatharajan Sivasankaran from Antique Limited. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So currently when you are operating, how much amount, like, are you using any LNG or you are totally connected to pipelines across all the GAs?
We have one LNG station in Ratnagiri, and that LNG station is being operated to service CNG.
Industrial and commercial. They also have this LCNG facility. So you can practically cater to vehicles also through that LCNG. But around, you know, 8,000 odd SCMD a day, they are catering to industrial and commercial establishment in this Parshuram Lote industrial estate.
So all the other areas as well as the outlets are serviced through pipeline connectivity, from trunk pipeline.
either trunk pipeline or, you know, NCAG station, DBS, daughter booster station, vehicle mounted.
I think I missed out on the NWP on the online GAs. Any number that you would have stated earlier, I think I must have. Can you repeat it, please?
See, I think Ratnagiri has two online stations. Chitradurg also could be two. I'm not too sure about the number. Devangiri certainly has one online station. So rest of the station they are catering through right now through LCV mounted cascades.
And minimum work program, how many outlets are total, like, you know, obligation in terms of what periods in round 9 especially?
CNG station minimum work program is only for Chitradurg, Devangiri and Latur Osmanabad.
You are asking about MWP of round 9. So round 9 is Ratnagiri.
No, sir. Chitradurg and Devangiri is round 9. Latur Osmanabad also. So Chitradurg Devangiri CNG station number is 42, out of which 11 are already done.
Okay.
And Latur Osmanabad number is 30 as per MWP, and 14 are already done.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
And time available is up to almost 2027-28 with the COVID related extension.
Oh, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may press star 1. The next question is from the line of Lokesh Manik from Vallum Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, sir. The first question was on the acquisition. So this you have selected from, is this the first acquisition that has, you know, opportunity that has come in the market that you have tapped, or you have been evaluating you know, opportunities for some time now, just to get a sense on the industry scenario right now?
What is the question?
So the acquisition that you have made, have you evaluated further more opportunities in the past and you have selected this, or this is the first one that has come in the market?
We have been always assessing the market, who are open for, you know,
right.
This. So, in terms of actual valuation and all that, this is the first one. But we have been constantly checking if there are any opportunities available since almost last one and a half years.
So, how many would be there, any ballpark number that you would have come across but may not have been viable?
This call, we can't discuss these numbers. Okay.
That's all.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and the second question was on, so the most of the GAs, as I understand, will cater to the on the highway side of the GAs, so, and these would mainly cater to commercial vehicles. So your average CNG station volume is around 6,000 SCMD. So with commercial vehicles, what can this go up to, whether commercial vehicle proportion, you know, is higher in the CNG station?
I don't know whether I have understood your question properly.
Yeah.
These three new GAs, we have not said that it is 6,000 kgs every day sale, for a day sale.
No, I understand that, but with commercial vehicles, they consume more than passenger vehicles. So just to get a sense of how much can sale throughput be per station, if you know it is dominated by commercial vehicles.
Look, if you have, you're talking about these three new GAs, or you're talking of initial existing
No, the new GAs. In your experience, I'm just asking overall in your experience, if you had a CNG station where which was catering mainly to commercial vehicles.
If the number of commercial vehicles is good enough, the per capita fill is very high. You know, it ranges from 10 to 12 kgs, which a small commercial vehicle will take in a fill,
uh-huh.
as high as 70-80 kgs, which a 18-tonner or 16-tonner might take. So,
okay.
I mean, even if a few hundred commercial vehicles come, you can easily sell 4,000-5,000 kgs or more.
Understood. That's all from my side, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Keval Shah from Banyan Tree Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. So could you repeat the number of CNG stations UEPL has? Like you said 14 and 11, right?
And 18
in Ratnagiri. Total 43 as of today.
Okay, and number of PNG connections in all the three GAs?
Number of PNG connections, all 7, the...
7,000 in Ratnagiri, yeah. About 1,100 in Latur Osmanabad, and about 1,700 in Chitradurg Devangiri.
In Ratnagiri, you say?
7,000.
Okay.
Ratnagiri is the oldest area. These two areas are new. And, you know, there was a COVID impact also. So, you know, if you look at, they got this in 2018, which had maybe one and a half years COVID impact. Hello. It seems we have lost the connection. Hello.
Mr. Shah, are you on the line? Your line is unmuted. You may proceed. As there is no response from the current participant, we will move to the next participant. The next question is from the line of Niharika from Equitas Investment. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. So my question is regarding the loans in the books of UEPL. So I understand there are loans of around 112-13 crores in the books of UEPL. What are we planning to do with that? Are we planning to carry it in our books or prepay it? And like, what are we planning to do with that?
Since it's an independent entity, and as we said earlier, we will be initially keeping it as a subsidiary. The loans will be carried in the books of UEPL.
Okay. And regarding...
Some restructuring or, you know, some renegotiation based on the, you know, balance sheet and the backup of MGL. However, we'll continue with the loan. And then we'll take a call after some time. Yeah.
And you said the capex of around 100 crores per year is what we are projecting as of now. So just to get a sense of it, that I understand that majority of the volume is coming from CNG. So this 100 crores capex is majority towards opening new CNG stations. Or how are we projecting it? Like majority to pipelines or majority to the station?
Majority in the infrastructure related to CNG only, but there will be some MWP commitments also in domestic CNG connections. So we will try to complete whatever is required as per the need base on MWP targets as well as CNG.
Okay. Okay, that is it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We will take the last question from the line of Girish Shetty from Banyan Tree Advisors. Please go ahead.
So just one question. You mentioned about your capex, right? Additional capex that is needed for UEPL. Will that have any impact on your dividend payout going forward?
No, no. As far as MGL is concerned, there should not be any impact on our dividend payout. Yeah. Because if you look at our treasury surplus and profitability, we will be able to maintain the dividend and we'd be able to even give whatever normal growth you've seen in the past.
Okay. And sir, one last question on UEPL. So how will it impact MGL margins, overall margins going forward because of the extra expenses, as in apart from CAPEX, the expenses, overhead expenses that might get added on to MGL? How should we look at margins going forward for MGL now?
I think initially when you have any CGD, so if you look at even UEPL, they are in the initial formative years, okay. So till you achieve a reasonable level of volume, the profitability margins will be lower in the initial year because you are not able to absorb all overheads. Once the, you know, the corporate overheads are getting loaded over larger volumes, we should be able to maintain a good margin, maybe a little less than MGL margin initially, but going forward we'll have to see how it moves. There could be some pressure because of, you know, initially we may do this through non-online station and all that, But in the long run, we should be able to see good margins, and we should be able to. But it all depends on, you know, kind of load per station, etc. Because Mumbai is a highly dense area, and you have a very good potential within a smaller geography. Whereas these areas, including like Raigad of ours, and these areas are more spread out. So there could be little difference in margins we are able to make in these areas. But of course, since these are all, you know, B class or C class cities, the some of the overheads and, you know, like rental, etc., could be also cheaper. So we'll have to see how it works out. But initially, it will have some overall. If you see a consolidated, there will be some impact on adverse impact on overall profitability, and going forward, it will improve.
Okay, like there is an X amount, say like a number 100 last year on the other expenses of UEPL. So have you identified that, can that 100 increase or decrease, anything of that sort? Or, I mean, just wanted a trend on that.
If you look at last year, they had hardly any volume. So I think those are not a representative number. But if you look at probably this half year, there is an improvement, and there is overall, you know, around 7.5-8 rupees kind of EBITDA per SCM we are able to see here. Okay.
Even on UEPL, is it? Because that is close to what MGL also does.
Your UEPL I am talking about. Yes.
Okay. Sure. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you so much for joining in. We are also excited as you are in taking the company forward, and we hope that this transition is smooth and it impacts overall profitability and gives growth avenues to the MGM. And you all should view it, and I'm sure your analysis will also say that the share price, which has gone up from the end of Friday 909 rupees to almost crossing 1000 rupees in 2-3 days. So the signal is positive from the market, and we would like to take it forward from here and take a smooth transitioning and try to give a growth plan to the new company as well as open up new potential for MGL. Thank you so much for joining in.
Thank you. On behalf of Yes Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.
Thank you.